Incendiary Radio, the 12th day of February 2017, going into the 13th. Greetings, folks. I'm back after last week's hiatus. Couldn't miss it. Had to do it. So welcome back. Glad everybody was missing me. Thanks for all the encouragement, both on Twitter and in the emails and everything else. So I appreciate y'all for hanging on through the show. So I got a lot to get to. A lot of things have happened in 2 weeks. I almost went into paralysis trying to gather back since I missed the show last week, and to try to prioritize and put this thing together tonight. I've been screwing around most of the day with it. You got so many different things that happened. Of course, the big one was Mr. Jones going on Joe Rogan and this massive, I guess, podcast and all the millions of people. And I was going through it, and I couldn't find what I wanted to tonight. I mean, I'd have to play the other part next week. They cover everything, you know, pretty much every subject that everybody's into. And, you know, it's pretty funny to watch Mr. Jones let loose and drink some whiskey and all the rest of it, and kind of almost another Piers Morgan moment. But, you know, he plays this righteous, you know, guy on the air throughout his show. And then he goes out to L.A. and hangs with Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo. And then he becomes this crazy guy and lets loose and dropping cuss words and the whole nine yards. And so you get to see another side of this guy. It's pretty fascinating. It's worth a watch just so you can kind of be an anthropologist. And, you know, everybody, you know, you see these people out there. Why would I want to watch that? I already know he's a compromise. He's a CIA, CNP, blah, 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 blah. You know, these type of people, these know-it-all types. These are the type of people with not a lot of depth. They don't see kind of the big picture when you're watching these type of figures and how it impacts like a sheeple, a person that's, you know, not into what we're all into. And so, you know, there's a lot of people out here. These people, they think that because Trump puts up his fist that he's a communist agent, you know, or when somebody's talking and they're trying to be precise and they put their first finger and their thumb together, they're not always talking about butt sex. There's some people that are so mentally ill and over the line, and they're like wet behind the ears, 20 somethings and so forth, that they think they know so much and they have zero life experience, basically, talking about like they know because somebody puts up their fist that they're a communist. Oh my gosh, he's a commie. It's just like, you know, this is the type of caricature when the enemy paints caricatures of people on our sector, they play right into it. And then they give this, oh my God, it was a secret handshake. When clearly sometimes a regular handshake, somebody will say, oh my God, it was Masonic. It's just very silly. And so I'm trying to start to be really careful with that sort of that side of the house, because so many people with this, I know everything and I know every connection type of mentality, they really, in the, you know, to a person that's not fully aware, or, you know, even, you know, hasn't realized that the media structure in the United States is like Soviet level Pravda or Xinhua from China. They look at people that are trying to say, you know, oh my gosh, he was speaking and he had his fingers together. In the midst of speaking, rather than holding it over their eye or some of the Hollywood kind of photos and so forth and so on, you got to really try to differentiate and really try to, you know, I just see people out here and they look silly at times by doing that all the time. And now when things are outright and, you know, like the Pope, if you know, when he does it, they say, you see, right when he was saying this, he puts up the sign. And, you know, I mean, humans have hand gestures. and I don't know why I just got off on this, but I just see this out here. And sometimes it's purposeful and sometimes it's not. And, you know, when you're talking precision and you want to, you know, people to think that you're being precise, that is a hand sign that could be taken for the 666 or the butt sex, whatever. You know what I'm saying, folks. I'm just putting that out there. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready, and I'm going to start tying some things together. Hillary, the butcher of Libya, talking about the future is female. Really weird coming out, you know, right on the heels of this, you know, women's march. This whole thing was orchestrated probably from the time they figured that Trump was going to be the guy that gets the nod, if you will, to become the CEO of the United States Inc. But listen to Hillary. Let's hit clip two.
Despite all the challenges we face, I remain convinced that, yes, the future is female. Just look at the amazing energy we saw last month as women organized a march that galvanized millions of people all over our country and across the world. So please, set an example for every woman and girl out there who's worried about what the future holds and wonders whether our rights, opportunities, and values will endure. And remember, you are the heroes and history makers, the glass ceiling breakers of the future. As I've said before, I'll say again, never doubt that you are valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance and opportunity in the world.
All right, so a lot there. the future is female. You know, this is this whole kind of standing on the shoulders of the Betty Friedans and the all these, you know, Jewish feminists that, you know, really broke out. What was her name? Stein. I can't even get them all straight, but this whole thing. And now we saw this mentally ill women's march with a lot of these kind of fat bull dyke types and these just really just Stockholm syndrome, anything to destroy traditional Americana, they think these people is good. You had these women in the hijab, handing out hijabs, and this whole weird thing. This was all planned, and you know, a lot of people have covered this connection now between the left and then sucking in the Islamic immigrant communities into the left. Okay, we saw this with Black Lives Matter linking up with the Palestinian kind of resistance. And so you've got the BDS movement, which is really kind of your college level left Marxist types. And so there's this chess match set up, this checkers match, whatever. Now the left wants to align with the basically anti-Likud faction in Israel. And so now you see the conservative kind of patriot circles being drawn and kind of merged with the right-wing Likud faction, the Ergun Stern Haganah, really the fathers of modern terror, and that real cognitive dissonance kind of sector over here to where these patriots think that Muslims are carrying out the terror on all these. And, you know, there's a few of them probably sprinkled in here, especially when you're concerning like the mass groping that happens in Germany on New Year's Eve and the rapes and the street level violence. Sure, that's pretty damn organic. These are like useful idiots. These are the sycophant like buffoons of the jihad with the managers, basically the kosher managers that bring in the immigrants and then suck them into the welfare state, suck them into left-wing politics. And so it's like this kosher Bolshevik management system for the immigrants. And then you have almost a kosher right-wing Likudnik management system to suck the kind of WorldNet Daily, Breitbart, InfoWars crowd in with the Netanyahu Likud axis. And so you see this very sophisticated chess game being played out. Mr. Producer, let's get clip one ready, and let's look about and figure out this little Sarsour, Linda Sarsour lady, the female Muslim, basically Soros, kosher nostris, you know, servant that put together, like, she's the face on the Women's March. So let's hit clip one.
Thousands of women have been detained for dressing un-Islamically. Like this woman screaming as she's pushed into a police car.
The honor system in Muslim-majority societies is really the basis of a lot of harm that is perpetuated against women.
It's systematic, institutionalized misogyny.
Well, that was a clip from Honor Diaries, a film that aims to expose the practice of honor violence experienced by some Muslim women. And the film has come under attack for its exposure from a variety of critics, including Linda Sarsour. She's a New York City political activist, community organizer, who has been railing against this film and some of the women who appear in it for weeks. And Sarsour's connections go beyond the Big Apple. We have discovered that she's well known in Washington, was even named a, quote, champion of change by the White House back in 2011. In fact, last 2 weeks ago, she couldn't come on the show. She was meeting with Nancy Pelosi. Andrew McCarthy is a National Review contributing editor and a policy fellow. Andy, so this woman, Linda Sarsour, is tied to the administration to some extent. She's been recognized by them, praised by them, working with Nancy Pelosi on some items. And yet she can't stand this film, apparently, that means to call attention to the plight of Muslim women. What's the deal?
Well, the deal is that she's in league with other Islamic supremacist thinkers who think that anything that shines a light on this is something that we shouldn't see. And she's been, from what I can detect, she's been really rabidly attacking anyone who's connected with the film.
Don't they look at somebody's bio, somebody like this, you know, before they give them a Champion of Change award and put them on the White House website? Because her profile is still up there at whitehouse.gov.
Right.
Even after she's come out and started ripping on this film, which means to protect women who are Muslim and being subjected to these treatments. It's still up there. They're still praising her. And not only that, but just last month, she sent out a tweet objecting to the people who are behind this film, and her tweet reads as follows: how many times do we have to tell white women that we do not need to be saved by them? Is there code language I need to use to get through?
Right, like white women, I guess, like Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who is the executive producer of the film, a Somali black woman from Africa, very definitely not a white woman, but someone who actually is a champion of change. Mm-hmm. If what we're talking about is reform and democracy, real democracy, not Sharia-like democracy, and women's rights.
We had a debate on the program last week where Brooke Goldstein,
you can stop it there, Mr. Producer,
argued against.
You could stop it there. Now, I've known of Ayaan Hirsi Ali for quite a few years. I discovered her on C-SPAN way a long time ago, back probably in the mid to late 90s. And a really bright black Somali woman that really just goes right at the Sharia system of human management. You know, I just watched again today. I was kind of like napping in and out, and I watched a couple 9/11 films just because something told me to watch it again. I watched 9/11 Missing Links, done by Mike Delaney, and I watched that. And you know, there was an interesting part that caught my ear while I was kind of just laying around listening and watching as I was going through. And it said basically Mossad had penetrated all of the major Islamic organizations pretty much worldwide. And they used their Yemeni Jews and so forth that really look Arab and so forth. And they used some of the Falashas and so forth to infiltrate into some of the African Islamic sectors and so forth. And so it really made me think that, you know, when you look at groups like CARE here in the United States, Council of American Islamic Relations, and a bunch of the other ones, you really have to look at deep state intelligence operatives that have gotten into these organizations, just like when you look at the Klan or you look at Christian Identity or you look at any of the pro-white organizations and the penetration into those organizations, or the Black Hebrew Israelites, the Nation of Islam, the Five Percenters, the Morris Science Temple of America and all them. There's penetration that goes throughout all these organizations by basically deep state intel operatives to keep tabs, to control the agendas, to cause infighting and all kinds of interesting things. But back to this Linda Sarsour, the face on the Women's March, which is so fascinating that you have this Islamic hijab-wearing woman who's the face of the march, while all these other women with their vulgar drawings of vaginas and all of this other stuff. And it's just like, you know, the honor system, there's very few women on the far left, and there's some of them like Camille Paglia and others that are willing to really walk the walk and say, wait a minute, who's trying to merge these two systems that look on the surface as very incompatible? The kind of Sharia gangs and then the far left rabid kind of lesbian feminist crowd. How can these two merge? And so you have to look at basically this kosher management system, the organized crime networks based predominantly run by the Jewish community. And where they're going with this, I just think that, you know, these two can't last together for very long. It's not going to happen, but just long enough probably to destabilize the system here, you know. I've been doing some deep thinking about Trump and the Ninth Circuit and, you know, some of the moves by Trump, which really, I mean, on the domestic level, patriotic, decent, just regular apple pie Americana people have been wanting to happen, you know, get control of our immigration system, you know, and then other things. Get us out of some of these trade agreements, renegotiate NAFTA, scrap this goofy environmental carbon change agenda. Here's a break. See you guys on the other side.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Everybody support RBN, support the sponsors. Incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com. You can find the show at the RBN archives or at hoolisblog.blogspot.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, commercial free. A lot of weird things with Trump and the management system coming in, and I just want to talk about this for a second. They're throwing some bones here to the patriotic Americans that want to see some kind of return to a semblance of order. The last 8 years under this basically crypto Bolshevik and basically a secret Islamic sympathizer, Obama, and, you know, hey, everybody, there's certain sectors of the Islamic population that I have sympathy for, the Palestinians, you know, since the 40s, everything that's happened to them with the Israeli terror machine, you know, and the Christian Zionists paint Israel as these, you know, kid gloves, just this nation was born, it was a miracle and everything else. But when you get down to the nuts and bolts, a lot of Bolsheviks coming out of the Soviet bloc, you know, ruthless, millions of people's blood on their hands, and then the Palestinians were basically Holodomor 2.0. And so now we have this same management system with Trump throwing some bones to the patriot community, you know, the Tea Partiers and so forth. And a lot of people are pretty ecstatic. They see some of the ICE springing back into action, and, you know, one of Trump's, this Mr. Miller made the rounds today, and I saw Trump tweeting his, you know, saying he did a good job, and I watched some of that, and maybe I can find a clip. I don't have it in all my clips right now, but he's on with Jake Tapper and pretty much wiped the floor with Jake Tapper today, and basically said they're getting rid of these criminals, multiple felons and gang members and so forth and so on. And you know, I talked about this in the last few weeks, which is fascinating. And then I saw this up on Steve Quayle's website and others about basically the possibility of unleashing military force eventually along the border regions of us and Mexico. And I had this feeling that once you try to even start enforcing our laws, which have been on the books forever, with the Central and South America and Mexican populations that have been flooding here for years, that itself is going to cause like these backlashes to where it's going to be separate the men from the boys time along the border, and it's going to get probably pretty ugly in some of our states where there's high Hispanic populations. You're going to see some reprisal attacks, and they're going to think everybody that's white is out to get the Hispanic community. It's really a way to get the La Raza, Mecha kind of people to really probably shoot to a new level of prominence in the Hispanic community. And so there might be, you know, we've had to do battle with the Mexican government before, and this might be something that happens again. And keep in the back of your mind the North American Union, and then you could see how this could play out for those that want to build this block. So see you guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People that were teenagers in the early 80s. That one for you. So I'm thinking about this. I'm watching these 9/11 movies. And by the way, I know Missing Links is a big one, and most of you have probably watched it. But there was another one put together by an Italian production company, and it's called Zero, a 9/11 documentary. And it's all pretty much Italians that put this thing together. And it's got, you know, a lot of the heavyweight researchers in there and so forth and so on. But it's very well done. And it really gets into the technical side of the house, where Missing Links gets into the criminal network side of the house and those dots to connect. And so these two movies together are real good. And, you know, I know there's a zillion of them, but as I'm watching Zero today, a 9/11 documentary, I really started to think about Dick Cheney and Mike Pence. And I know these two are already tight, which is really freaky. Because Trump, and I've been talking about his compartmentalization. And look, this guy is a billionaire. He's a New Yorker. He knows the score on 9/11 and really the networks that carried it out. You know, Trump's is a long, long time. His hands aren't clean. I'm not saying that he was involved directly, but he knows the network. But I'm looking at Pence and I'm looking at Cheney. And Pence, as we all know that have looked into him, he's a real hardcore, basically evangelical type. Now, what's interesting is he calls himself an evangelical Catholic, and so, but these two are parallel characters, and I've really started to think, and I'm like, my gosh, the next 9/11, it might not take till September to get here is what I'm – I just had this premonition, this feeling that there quite possibly could be another incident like this on our horizon, and where this next one's going to take us, it's very dark. I have this dark kind of feeling about it. And so Mike Pence, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, Trump. Now, I know Trump knows let's just say I think he's much more, you know, George W.'s the son of the real poppy power player, CIA director, president, vice president, you know, drug lord, you know, Bohemian Grove, real sicko, Franklin cover-up-esque, you know, that whole deal. And so Trump, I think there's going to be another, let's just say, hit on us under this administration. Whether it goes on under his nose or not, we'll see. I just got that feeling today. So everybody check out the movie Zero. It's done by Italians, and it's really good, and it connects a lot of the other dots on the other side of the house where missing links kind of purposely avoided. Now, you know, Jones and Rogan did this almost 4-hour thing, and I talked about it at the beginning of the show, and they covered Pizzagate pretty heavily, and Rogan, let's just say this thing was prepared for them to get into Denny Hastert, Sandusky, Eddie Bravo brought up the Franklin cover up. I mean, they had this, you know, this podcast that went down, you know, let's just say the guy, Rogan's producer or whatever, had all these articles and clips ready to pop up as these subjects came up, and they covered it pretty heavy, and supposedly Google and some of the other folks are, let's just say, trying to keep this one they can't keep it under wraps. It's right there on Rogan's YouTube channel. It's got a couple million views. Now Jones has been bragging all week that this is the most downloaded podcast in the history of podcasting, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm not good with analytics. I really don't. I don't have the time to spend with that side of the house. I'm not a techno type person. I'm trying to be a thinker and not, you know, down here in with all that kind of stuff. The more I seem to get enmeshed in that, the less vision I can kind of maintain for the big picture. And so we all have our own little idiosyncrasies and how we, you know, analyze this whole thing that we're facing. And so my thing is, I got to stay out of it. Big picture. I barely do the tech stuff. I'm not a technophobe, but I do the basics, like to do this show. Hell, if you'd see how I do this, you know, you would know that I'm not some person that's all into this crap. I don't know anything about this stuff, and I don't want to. I really can't sully myself with it, because then it feels like I'll be giving up my brain power that I use to kind of contemplate to get into all the techie stuff. And I just, you know, we've all are driven in different ways, and we have different like personality profiles, and I realize that. So here's something that came into my mind, and I thought about the Jewish slave traders that really ran this thing, owned the ships. And basically, then when the abolitionist movement, which is basically white Christian people, you know, that really were the real steam behind the abolitionist movement, as the whole thing kind of changed, I was listening to Rick Adams and they were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, well, basically the NAACP, Jacob Schiff, all these guys, Warburgs and all them, that they got into the NAACP so basically they could hide their role in the international slave trade and act like, well, we're just a minority just like you, and we're here to help you guys, and so forth and so on. And, you know, the Nation of Islam put out the book, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. And so they really hashed out a lot of the research here. But I was thinking about this, and you're thinking about this kind of white resurgence movement, you know, the alt-right and all this stuff. And I kind of like made this note to myself. I was like, a Jewish kind of plan, you know, organized Jewish criminal network plan to basically to push Whitey to the edge, to where basically everybody, you know, in the last year or two really snapped and figured out this whole kind of white genocide issue. You look at countries like South Africa, and then you get up into Western Europe, and then you look at the attempt at mass immigration into Australia, and then Canada and the U.S. And basically, like, this plan to push Europeans to the edge, to make them snap like a rubber band, push this rubber band so far to make them snap, and in a managed kind of fashion, militarize them almost into where the Jewish community, through Maimonides and the kind of Talmudic ideology, which is really kind of hardcore, anti-Gentile, and really looks down on the darker races of the Gentile world. But basically to bring Whitey into almost a kind of a kosher fascist system, to where we can be the, you know, shock troops, if you will, all over again in a kind of a replay of history. And, you know, and then you bring in the Islamic angle, where, you know, slavery and, you know, the really kind of hardcore anti-woman type thing, to bring this all kind of together into like this new form of kosher managed totalitarianism, and using all these various, you know, groups and so forth and so on as muscle towards each of the other groups. And so here's another one. Refugees. Okay, you import these refugees into all these Weimar-level systems like the U.S., with its just mentally ill, far-left, weird stuff. You know, the weird sexual stuff in Sweden and Germany, where they've got into bestiality and just weird, freaky crap. So basically import these refugees here, and you expose them to these Weimar systems, okay? And then they learn this basically sick, basically Judaized mind systems that have taken over the West. And then let's say you expel them, or they go back to their own countries. Basically, those ideas that they learned in Weimar systems like the United States and Germany and Sweden, England, then they take them home. And the pornography and the degeneracy, and it already exists on certain levels in these other places, but it's almost like a way to teach global degeneracy to where it's almost uniform. Therefore, the world government, it already has this foundation built in places, you know, the far out regions and in the Arabic world and the African world, where they hadn't really been exposed to that kind of stuff because of the lack of internet and so forth. Now all of these people have been exposed to this crap, and then, you know, let's say you expel all these people back into their countries, they're already tainted with the Weimar mentality. And so then it's a worldwide Weimar, you know, ethos going on. And then, so that's another level when you look at the floods. Let's say they get beat back and put back into their own countries. Let's say Trump, you know, because you see all this stuff on the right about how Trump has been a shot in the arm to the Europeans and this rising nationalism across Western and Eastern Europe because of Trump, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so let's say this happens. I'm not so sure it will. This is going to have to play out, and any of us that think we know exactly the sequence of events is probably kidding ourselves. This is a very sophisticated psychological warfare management system that we're witnessing used upon the Earth's population. But it's just something to think about. Now, as I talked about that, I'm going to play a Brother Nathaniel video when I just went into that whole kind of thing. And he's talking about his Jewish past. Okay, Mr. Producer, get clip 18 ready. Now, this really, and I'm coming up on a break in a couple minutes. I might have to get to it after the break. But this is a real question that I've seen, and not a lot of people flesh it out. But he breaks it down in a couple minutes where it's basically this. He talks about his Jewish DNA. And he talks about his conversion to Orthodox Christianity. And this, and then you can see this argument play out in Catholic circles and Christian identity circles, in white nationalist circles, where, okay, let's say this guy, Brother Nathaniel, but two Jewish parents, he converts and gets baptized. What happens here? Is it impossible for him, because of his lineage, because of his DNA profile, all these years, all these generations of people that call themselves Jewish, and you know, if you're an identity person, you believe that this person is basically a product of a sexual relationship between a fallen angel, the devil, and Eve. Or in some of the other sectors, you believe because of years and years of inbreeding that something has happened to these people's DNA to where they're almost a different species because of that. And then other people believe because of basically embracing evil with the killing of Christ and so forth and so on, that something happened there at that point to where then this kind of evil curse came upon a bunch of these people. May his blood be upon us and our children's children and so forth. So there's a lot of things at play here. But he talks about it, and he's talking about people that basically like, look, that he could never change a leopard, basically not being able to change his spots because he had two Jewish parents. And so I find it a very fascinating thing to think on, because you think about this thing, and it's like Dr. Duke and Jonas Alexis. They a while back, it was almost like a back and forth between these guys where you know, you get into this thing where whether it's is somebody on the hook because of what they do morally in the world and what ideology they embrace, or is it something completely almost genetic where this person has no control because they are of this genotype or subspecies or whatever you want to call it, that somehow then they're just inclined to do evil and they're always going to do evil no matter what because, see, that's what they are, blah, blah, blah. And this is an argument that goes on in these various circles. And I'm going to come up on the break, but then I'm going to play this Brother Nathaniel video, and it's pretty deep to think about, but it's one of those million-dollar questions that, you know, the Third Reich thinkers were thinking about this, you know, if this person, converted to Christianity, does that somehow change them? The Catholic Church has dealt with this for a couple thousand years. And then you had the thing coming up with what they call the Marranos and the Conversos, which is the people that converted out of Judaism predominantly in Spain. And then you had all these various crazy things that happened throughout Christian history because of this. So we'll play this when we come back.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. Together we were wound, together we will roam.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Search every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. So if you guys want to just hold off for a little bit, let me get to some more material about the bottom of the hour if you want to call in. Be brief, though. Don't take up too much time. I got a ton of stuff to get to. With no further ado, Mr. Producer, let's hit that clip.
Pretty hard to escape it. Religiously, I'm an Orthodox Christian, but racially, I'm a Jew. My Jewish mother once traced our family tree 12 generations back. All my forebears were Jews, including my father. Some say I speak like a Jew. Others say I look like a Jew. Well, some say I can never be anything but a Jew. To the first I say, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah. What Jew speaks like that? To the second, what do you expect? Both my parents were Jews. I'll never look like a Norseman. To the last, Orthodox Christian baptism transforms a Jew or anyone else into a new creation. One's DNA loses its power to form character, habit, and disposition. Yet upbringing does have a bearing on social outlook. Pretty hard to escape it, but one can resist. For instance, in Jewish circles, it's considered a shame for a Jew to have to live in a mixed neighborhood of blacks and whites due to a low income. In spite of their enlightened ways, in closed circles, Jews call black schwarzes and shooks. And for all their support of Black Lives Matter, they would be caught dead living under the same roof of one of its members. I grew up with this kind of racism. Believe me, Jews are the biggest racists walking the face of the earth. I grew up with it. For instance, if I ever said something stupid in a Jewish setting, I was ridiculed as having a goyische kop, meaning Jews are smart and the Gentiles are stupid. Here's my point. As an adult, as an Orthodox Christian, I had to do a complete overhaul of prejudices instilled by my Jewish past. These kinds of things take time. Rome wasn't built in a day, you know. Neither was Jerusalem, until now. Jews are grabbing Jerusalem, a military occupation for themselves. Jews are pushy. I may still be pushy due to my Jewish DNA, but I push for truth and justice. That's the Orthodox way.
All right, so this is one of those, you know, crazy questions where people could argue for days and days on, you know. And it's interesting, you know, when you come across a video like that, to contemplate on it. And you're going to have to make those kind of decisions yourself. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.